Hola, hola, hola. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. This is Marty Angel, your host, and I am so incredibly grateful for you to be here on this podcast and this episode. You know, there are no coincidences in this world. There is no coincidence that you stop by to hear this episode. It is important that you understand that sometimes we speak English, and sometimes we speak Español, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. Hablamos Español, hablamos Inglés, y a veces hablamos Spanglish. But any way you look at it, this episode is going to be amazing. Once again, this is Marty Angel, your host, Empowering Latina Coach. I am a Latina business coach, and I help the bilingual Latina women entrepreneurs, mujerpreneurs, gain clarity and focus on who they serve so they can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock their six figures. I love coaching the mujerpreneur. But let's get to it. You will enjoy today's episode. I'm so excited. Hoy vamos a tener una plática sumamente importante. Yo sé que les va a gustar. Ready? And today's episode is sponsored by...
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Started. Bienvenidos. Welcome, 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 everybody. Hopefully you can hear me. And today we're going to be talking about there is power in not knowing. It's really important to understand that there is power in not knowing. So today, we are going to talk about there is power in not knowing. And that is such an important topic. There is power in not knowing. We are, as women, as mujerpreneurs, as women entrepreneurs, we have a tendency to think that we have to be perfect, that we're not going to go on unless it's perfect. And it's not always perfect. I'm here to tell you that it's not always perfect. I mean, look at me right now. I'm struggling with my mic. It's not always perfect. But there is power in not knowing. And the power of not knowing, my friends, sumamente importante. The power of not knowing opens us to a whole new paradigm. There is power in not knowing. Hay poder en no saber. El poder de no saber nos abre a un paradigma completamente nuevo. There is freedom in admitting that you don't know. My friends, there is freedom in admitting that you don't know. How many times do we say, do we think that we need to know? So rather than to, according to us, look stupid, we answer something that may or may not be true, fact or not. But there's such a freedom in admitting that, you know, it's just important that there's a freedom in admitting that you don't know. You don't know, and that's so crazy. You know, it's okay for us to say, I don't know, I really don't know, but let me find out. You know, if you go through sales training, they'll tell you, You don't need to know everything, but you do need to know who to go to for the answers. No necesitas saber todo, pero sí sabes, sí necesitas saber ir a preguntar a ver a quién sabe las respuestas. So, just because you think you don't know anything, imagine that it allows you for a new learning experience to emerge. When we think that we must know everything, especially when it comes to our business, when we think that we have to know everything, we actually end up knowing nada. We end up knowing nada. There is wisdom and perhaps even peace in not knowing. And it is a wise person who can say, I don't know. For the truth of the matter is, my friends, is that no one knows everything. Nadie es el señor o la señora sábelo todo. No es necesario saberlo todo. Podemos preguntar, informarnos y luego dar la respuesta. Pero no es necesario. Nos perjudicamos cuando tenemos que saber, o pensamos más bien, pensamos que tenemos que tener todas las respuestas. Y no es cierto. Amigas, estoy aquí. Mujerpreneurs, estoy aquí para decirles que no es necesario. No tiene uno que ser la señora o señora sábelo todo. You don't need to know or you don't need to be the Miss Know-It-All. As a former educator, I can attest to the fact that there are many types of wisdoms out there. There are many types of wisdom, and wisdom from intellectual to emotional to physical intelligence. It's really important to realize that we all have gifts. We all have gifts. And those gifts are for us to share and to learn from. Yet even deemed by experts in all their fields, they always tell us that you don't need to know it all. Imagine, Einstein didn't know it all. There's no need to know everything about every field. You don't need to know about math, yoga, literature, psychology, or art. We can all agree that not everyone knows everything. So imagine this. I want you to take a breath. Exhale. And I want you just to imagine that you really truly know it all. Now, how much stress would that be? I mean, truly, I don't think there's anybody on the face of the earth that knows it all. But I do know this. It is a true master who professes ignorance. For only an empty vessel can be filled. That's such a beautiful quote. In my energy work, I explain it like this. You can't refill an already filled up glass of water. No puedes llenar un vaso que ya está lleno de agua. ¿Por qué siempre estamos pensando que tenemos que tener todas las respuestas? Y no es cierto. En mi trabajo de energía, lo explico así. No puedes volver a llenar un vaso de agua que ya está lleno. My friends, amigas, mujerpreneurs, I'm speaking to you because I know myself, I get caught up in that. I've got to know everything. If I don't know everything, ain't nobody gonna buy from me, right? And if I don't know everything, then ain't nobody gonna coach with me. And if I don't know everything, then everybody's gonna laugh at me. And if I don't know everything, and my friends, I'm here to tell you, I'm a lifelong learner. I truly am not the be-all, end-all coach. I truly am not the be-all, end-all anything. I am not the be-all, end-all. I am learning along with you. I am learning. I believe in being a lifelong learner. There are so many things in life that we don't know. And ultimately, as well, there are many things we may have no interest in finding out. So I want you to just open your arms with me and just say, there is freedom in saying, I don't know. There is a certain amount of freedom that comes with the words, I don't know. Let me find out because I don't know. Hay muchas cosas en la vida que no sabemos. Y en última instancia, también hay muchas cosas que puede que no nos interese averiguar. Imagínate, imagínense, mujeres, amigas, chicas lindas, hay libertad en decir no sé. There is that beautiful feeling of peace that comes with saying, I don't know. When we admit that we don't know something, we can then open ourselves up to the opportunity to learn. Oh my goodness, open yourself up to the opportunity to learn. There's where the power is, my friends. There's where the power is, because you end up expanding that growth mindset instead of living in a fixed mindset. Hay poder en no saber todo. Y hay más poder en admitir que no lo sabemos todo. We can't possibly know everything. And when we think we do, we limit ourselves from growing and learning more than what we already do know. So I want you to think about this. I want you to truly understand this. A person who can admit to not knowing tends to be more intellectually and emotionally confident than someone who pretends to know everything. Wow. Wow. There's power in that. There is power in that, my friends. There is power in that. Now, let me repeat myself. Because in case you were texting or really not listening, as I tell my students, if you hear me say, let me repeat myself, that means pay attention. A person who can admit to not knowing tends to be more intellectually and emotionally confident than someone who pretends to know everything. Let's breathe into that. Y ahora en español. Una persona que pueda admitir que no sabe, es decir, que puede decir, fíjate, no sé, tiende a tener más confianza intelectual y emocional que alguien que finge saberlo todo. Como dije de antemano, no necesitamos más sábelo todos en este mundo. People who know how to admit they don't know also tend to be more comfortable with who they are and don't feel the need to bluff or cover up any perceived ignorance. And I say perceived ignorance. Here, let me speak it really. Perceived ignorance. We perceive that ignorance. We are our worst critics. If there were a self-police, 99.9% of us would be in jail. Yep. Las personas que saben cómo admitir que no saben también tienden a sentirse más cómodas con quienes son y no sienten la necesidad de fanfarrear o encubrir cualquier ignorancia percibida. Porque nosotros somos la que percibimos esa ignorancia. Amigas, people can actually end up appearing more foolish when they act as if they know everything than when they don't. Honestly, I feel we would be wise to respect people who freely admit when they don't know something. Because they are in integrity. They are being honest with us and with themselves. They are living up to the value of integrity. And we too should feel no shame in saying, I don't know. Y nosotras tampoco deberíamos sentir vergüenza al decir, fíjate, no lo sé, no tengo la respuesta. In doing so, like I said, we open ourselves up to the unknown and we open our mind to a growth mindset. When we do this, we can then discover what lies beyond our current levels of understanding. We open up to the vastness, if that's a word, to the vastness, right? It is the wise person in life that answers question with a question and inspires the pursuit of internal answers with a funny face, a shrug, and a comical, I don't know. Es la persona sabia en la vida la que responde a preguntas con una pregunta y inspira la búsqueda de las respuestas internas con una cara graciosa y un encogimiento de hombros y comentar, no lo sé, a ver, déjame ver. So the next time, amigas, mujerpreneurs, the next time that you are tempted to show that you know it all, but you truly don't know, I want you to stop, feel, place your hand on your heart, take a breath, and respond with, I don't know. And internally, I want you to say to yourself, and I'm okay with that. I don't know. And I'm okay with that. No lo sé. Así es que a la próxima vez que tengas la tentación de demostrar que lo sabes todo, que eres la señora, sábelo todo, pero que realmente no lo sabes, quiero que te detengas, que lo sientas, pon la mano en tu corazón y responde, no lo sé. Y luego internamente dite a ti misma, estoy a gusto con no saberlo todo. My friends, amigas chulas, mujerespreneurs, I hope you found value in today's message. And if you know someone who may benefit from this message, please share whether you're watching me live, whether you're watching this video replay, or whether you're listening to the podcast with them. Share it with them. You would make my day. You would make me so very happy when you share my message out. Once again, my friends, amigas, su servidora, this is Marty Angel, Latina Biz Coach. Remember that I am so incredibly grateful for you, my listeners, whether you're watching me and probably laughing at my antics, or whether you're actually listening to me. Today, though, And I think moving forward, I've been inspired to do this. Today, I'm going to end with a mantra that I am very well known for in my yoga circles and from my yoga students and from all of those people that went with me and continue to go with me into the yoga healing retreats, yoga for success courses. I want you to repeat after me. Take a deep breath. Inhale. From all the way down, inhale. Exhale and extend your arms. And then repeat after me. I am thankful for everything I have, for all that I am, and all that I'm about to become. Hoy voy a terminar con una mantra por la que soy muy conocida en mis cursos de yoga para éxito y quiero que repitas conmigo en español. Estoy agradecida por todo lo que tengo, por todo lo que soy y por todo lo que estoy a punto de convertirme. As always, my friends, I wish you the best in health and wealth. Have a great day, morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever you are. This is Marty Angel signing off. Namaste.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.